Dietary self-assessment. We have discussed that there are different nutrients that contain calories, macronutrients, and nutrients that don't, micronutrients, as well as fiber and water. Our health is affected by how much of each of these nutrients we have in our diet. How do you think we can assess if we are having too much or not enough of each of these nutrients? Traditionally, a dietitian would assess people's diet, but we can develop the skills to carry out a dietary self-assessment to help us analyze our own diet. Developing such skills allows us to assess our diet whenever we like, and this can help us make informed decisions around goals that are appropriate for us. It has been shown that the person with prediabetes or diabetes is the key person in deciding on what changes to make. So carrying out a self-assessment can be a useful step in helping you to do this. We're going to explore how we can carry out a self-assessment now by going through an example of what someone might consume in a day. You might have an omelette for breakfast made using 2 eggs. 2 eggs is 1 portion of protein, so you would record this in the protein section of the Nutrition for Health plate. You may have used butter to cook the omelette in. 10 grams of butter is equal to 1 portion of fat. In this example, the person had spinach, mushrooms and cheese in the omelette. 3 tablespoons or 80 grams of spinach is 1 portion of vegetables. 2 tablespoons or 80 grams of mushrooms is 1 portion that would be recorded in the fruit and vegetables section. And 30 grams of cheese is a portion of milk and dairy. It's important to note that 1 serving will not always be equal to a portion. For example, 1 serving of peanuts is just 30 grams, yet this is rarely the amount consumed once a bag is open. It is important to take this into consideration when choosing your food and/or when performing a dietary self-assessment. Following this same method of considering what the ingredients of your meal were and establishing how many portions of each food you consumed, you can complete a food diary for an entire day. In this example, the person had a salmon salad for lunch, which included 160 grams of mixed salad, 4 teaspoons or 20 grams of extra virgin olive oil, 2 teaspoons or 10 grams of balsamic vinegar, a fillet of salmon, 85 grams, a small slice, 40 grams of seeded bread and 10 grams of butter. This is therefore 2 portions of vegetables, 2 portions of fat from the olive oil and a further portion from the butter, 1 portion of protein from the salmon, and 1 portion of carbohydrate from the seeded bread. As an evening meal, the person had beef, cauliflower mash, and mixed vegetables with gravy. The ingredients of this were 85 grams of beef, 2 tablespoons or 160 grams of cauliflower, 4 tablespoons or 160 grams of mixed vegetables. They also used 20 grams of butter for the cauliflower mash and another 10 grams for the vegetables. Gravy was made with the meat juices. This would be recorded as 1 portion of protein from the beef, 2 portions of vegetables for the cauliflower mash and another 2 portions for the mixed vegetables, 3 portions of fat from the butter, 2 from the butter used for the mash and 1 for the butter used for the vegetables, and another portion of fat from the gravy. Finally, you need to consider any snack and drinks consumed during the day. In this example, the individual didn't have any snacks or any alcoholic drinks, but they did consume several teas and coffees with milk. Although the tea and coffee itself doesn't need recording, any milk used does. As a rule of thumb, we can estimate that someone having 5 teas or coffees during the day might have approximately 200 milliliters of milk. This would therefore be recorded as another portion in the milk and dairy section. After you have completed an assessment of what you consume in a day, you can then count up the number of portions you have from each food group and compare this to the recommended ranges for each dietary approach. It is important to use days where what you are eating is similar to your usual eating patterns, or you won't get any useful information from your assessment.